From Tidbits on September 28th, 2015, this is Apple Alerts Developers About Xcode Downloads by Adam C. Angst. The Xcode Ghost hack, which enabled malware to worm its way into iOS apps by way of modified versions of Xcode that Chinese developers downloaded from unofficial sources, has been one of the most successful breaches of Apple's security systems. Although Apple has yet to address either the root cause of the problem, China's bandwidth restrictions to foreign servers, or enabled digital certificate pinning and better app signing within Xcode, the company has now alerted all Apple developers to the problem via email. The message exhorts developers to download Xcode directly from the Mac App Store or from the Apple Developer website, since both of those channels allow OS X to check and validate the code signature for Xcode. In an acknowledgement that not all copies of Xcode will come from one of those two sources, though, Apple's expanded developer news posting provides instructions on how developers can verify the identity of a copy of Xcode acquired via USB thumb drive, external hard drive, or LAN file server. Apple has also now posted an Xcode Ghost Q&A page on the Chinese version of Apple's website, explaining the situation. It's in Chinese, of course, but there's an English version at the bottom. The Q&A lists the 25 most popular apps that were affected, which is interesting in its own right, even if for the names alone. My favorites are Carrot Fantasy, will there be a spin-off called Daikon Dreams, Miraculous Warmth, which I have to assume drains your battery awfully quickly, and Flush, which is, amusingly, a stock tracking app. Again, there's nothing we normal users need to do, or can do, about this situation, since Apple's security lapses in allowing modified versions of Xcode to function and letting malware-infested apps into the App Store are simply outside our control. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Automatic. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link on the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.